Ball is fielded at about the 18-yard line. Greer across 20 to the 30 to the 35. And I apologize, that is Pankle. He is out at the 40-yard line. And Eli Pankle gets the Arabians off to a good start. That kickoff brought to you by 40 Financial. It's about you and your future and seeing the future. It is the Greenfield starting defense front line of Joshua Hell, Stephen Gary, Tate Helm, and Kirk Fitelli. Chris O'Connor, Tyler Antic, the leading tackler on the Cougars, and Braden Nelson are the linebackers, and then Gavin Rose, Emmett Hauser, Jaden Brown, and Evan McLaughlin are the defensive backs. We'll get you the Pendleton Heights Arabians offense here in just a moment. It is two backs in the backfield with Conkling. He hands to one of them. That is number 24, the Arabians. Came early, and he is knocked down very early, as it is. He is knocked down after a two-yard loss. So a good job by the Cougars defense getting into the backfield there.
Yeah, good job for the Cougars to see that play, pick it out. I think they knew a run was coming, you know, with this weather like this. And
sure.
Good two-yard loss right there for the Cougars.
Interesting to see the Arabians still, though, coming out in a shotgun formation.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this...
They might be trying to confuse the Cougars like Mount Vernon did last week.
Two receivers split to the left, one to the right. Two backs, again, flanking either side of Conkling. Conkling takes the snap. He again gives to the up back this time. That was number 43 for the Arabians, and that is Austin Heigl. And he is going to be tackled after a very short gain, so that'll be 3rd and 12 still for the Arabians. So another good defensive push. Now the Arabians are in a position they're probably going to have to pass the ball, and that's what you like if you're Greenfield.
Yeah.
At least make it predictable if you're going to have to defend the pass.
Yeah, look out for Pankle on that right side over there.
So shotgun snap. He looks deep. He's got a... He's got his man. That's number 8, Anakin Allison. Allison did a nice stop and go move. He gets the reception at the Cougars' 37-yard line. So we see there is more than one receiver on this Pendleton Heights offense, and a nice completion there. About 20 yards on the completion sets up Pendleton Heights 1st and 10 at the 36-yard line of the Cougars. Conkling now. He's got one back next to him. That's Early. He's got three receivers to the right. Gives it to Early. Early breaks out of one tackle, but does not get out of the other one. That'll be about a 3-yard gain. That'll get it up to about the 33-yard line. It'll set up 2nd and 7.
Good little start for the Cougars right now. I know that passing play right there was the first down, but even on that play, you know, it was covered greatly. Greatly is not a word. It was covered great. And it was just a better catch by the receiver right there. I mean, I think it was Evan McLaughlin covering that receiver.
Right.
And it was hard catch right there.
It was a difficult catch, and it comes down to, again, the receiver knew when to turn and look for the ball. McLaughlin was just trying to react to him. On the run by Early, there was a holding penalty against the Arabians, so they will set up 1st and 20 from the 47-yard line now. And they try to run a player out there. The official waves him off.
Pushes his way.
So Conkling now looking to the sideline. To get you the starting lineup for the Arabians, they're led by a front line with Cole Miller, Cade Campbell, Adam Brosio, Isaac Scruggs, and Ben Coons. And Conkling will take it. He will run it himself. He is across the 45 to the 41. He breaks out of a tackle and is taken down at about 39-yard line. Nice, nifty bit of running there by Conkling.
Yeah, I didn't realize how big he was until I saw one of our defenders try to tackle him.
He bounced off.
Yeah, he's a very, very big man. We were talking earlier pregame. I thought he was one of the linemen because they had their linemen, snapping to the quarterback.
Sure.
He's a big guy.
He is a big guy. David Stolle, Eli Pankle, Tristan Spinks, and Anakin Allison, the four receivers for the Arabians. We see another penalty now on Pendleton Heights. That's going to move the ball back. Well, it'll actually be on to the the Arabians' side of the 50-yard line. Stephen Gary comes off the field for the Cougars, but the Arabians now looking at first and 25. So Conklin will take it. He hands to Early. Early is going to be met in the backfield again, and three Cougars there swarm to the ball, knock Early back, and again, it will be now second and 27. Again, the running defense showing up for this Greenfield Central squad.
They are looking very, very impressive tonight, considering the team they're going up against.
Right.
I mean, you sent me an article this week. Pendleton is the number one ranked 4A team in the Indy area.
Right, and statewide, they are 15th in the coaches' poll after a 3-0 start and 18th in the media poll. So we know that their bona fides have been established. Greenfield trying to settle up with them. So second and 25. McLaughlin coming on a blitz. Conklin gets away from it. Ball is over the middle and incomplete. Conklin very fortunate that was incomplete because there were about four Cougars around that ball and one Pendleton Heights player.
That should have been intercepted. It went through the Greenfield player's hands. I can't get the number right now, but I think his dad is sitting right in front of us because he was not very happy about that.
Right.
But that should have been intercepted.
Definitely an opportunity for the Cougars. However, even with the missed opportunity, third now and 26 from the third and 28, excuse me, from the 46 of Greenfield Central. After the penalties essentially have wiped away the big gain that Pendleton Heights had, they've gained 4 yards total on this drive through seven plays. Conklin now looking. He's got a receiver. No, it is intercepted by the Cougars and dropped. Almost intercepted there, but it was dropped, and that was one, as we see, that was number 24, Emmett Hauser, had his hands on it, went to the ground. I think he was trying to just cradle it going to the ground and unable to hang on as he did so.
Very unfortunate, but lucky for them, it's fourth and long, so that was a great start for the Cougars defense right there.
Absolutely. They've got to feel good about that. So the Nick Taylor is the kicker, Anakin Allison, the punter for the Arabians. Allison back in punt formation at his 31-yard line.
Ooh.
And we're going to see a false start on the Arabians.
It's going to go back
they
further.
They keep moving back. So on the whole, they started their drive at the 41. I think that's where they're going to be at the end of this 5-yard penalty as the officials mark it off. And Jed Richmond cannot be particularly happy with that. I think that's one thing with the weather you don't really take into account.
Yep.
It's also a focus issue. You've got to be able to focus with that.
It's definitely struggling for the Ravens tonight. I believe they've had four penalties.
Four penalties so far, and they started, you can see where the sticks are, at the 36 of the Cougars. And now we see a little movement. Two guys moving in motion. Cougars pick that up.
Easiest, safest way to do it.
And a
low snap.
It is almost blocked by the Cougars, but Allison gets it away. It is going to go out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. We'll see where the official marks it. The official says exactly at the 35. It'll be first and 10 for Greenfield Central, and a great start for this defense. They stayed on the field for 4 minutes. There was a lot of plays, a lot of unofficial plays, as it works out, because of the penalties, but with that, Greenfield Central gets the ball and with a chance to take the lead. We've seen them kind of get shell-shocked a couple of times in the first quarter. Good to see them come out and get a good stop defensively.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better start for the Cougars tonight. You know, going I believe they had a first down on one play, but you know, then the next time shutting them down right there. Pendleton was kind of struggling with penalties and then, you know, the ball being wet, but great start for the Cougars.
So Sluniker will hands it off. Excuse me. That is number 12 for the for the Cougars, taking the handoff and gets up to the 6-yard line. I'm sorry, that was Spencer Johnson, number 32. So interesting to note, Johnson in the game at tailback and starting tonight for Greenfield Central after his big performance last week. Yeah. 2nd and 5 for the Cougars. And Kluniger now in the pistol formation. He fakes a handoff to the jet sweep, gives to Johnson instead. Johnson picks up maybe 2, so a short gain, but it'll be 3rd and 3. And I think that's one thing that you really like about Johnson, and you don't often see from young running backs. There wasn't much there, but he took what it was and made a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, and the thing I really like about him is even though he's a freshman and he's a little guy.
Right.
Like he's short. He's not afraid to hit somebody or get hit. I mean, he's taking it up the middle like almost every play, and he's not afraid to hit a player, and that's good to see from your freshman running back, especially at that size.
Low center of gravity makes it hard to tackle. The ball's on the ground, and a couple of guys dive after it, but it looks like they will see who comes up with it, and the officials rule it is Pendleton Heights. So a fumble by Spencer Johnson. We've been singing his praises there. He lets the ball slip through his hands, and what was possibly looking like a first down run instead turns into first down for the Arabians.
Yeah, we talked about this pregame. You know, we didn't know how this weather was going to affect the game, so right there, first fumble of the game by the Cougars. Very unfortunate, especially how good they started out this game.
So after all of that, now Pendleton Heights takes over on their second drive, 1st and 10 at the 45-yard line. Conkling will hand to Early. Early gets to the 40, to the 39-yard line, and finally taken down right at that 39-yard line, so it'll be a 5-yard gain, set up 2nd and 5 for the Arabians.
One thing we haven't talked about tonight is the Cougars are without Coach Sherman.
Right.
Sherman's kind of been sick throughout the past 2 weeks. Last week, taken to the hospital at halftime.
Right.
So he hasn't been to school all week either.
And the Whiteland game, we knew going in he was going to coach from the press box.
Yeah.
And he coached the whole game up there. Last week, coached there the first half and then was taken to the hospital from Mount Vernon. The handoff again goes to Early. He gets up to the 28-yard line, and that'll be enough for a first down for the Arabians, having a little more success running the ball here on this drive as he picks up 11. And the Arabians are on the march. 5:47 left in the first quarter. Nothing the score. Pendleton Heights is marching at the Greenfield Central 29-yard line. Conkling again comes in a shotgun formation. He's got 2 receivers to the right. He's going to go ahead and handle on to the ball himself. He's going to get knocked down, and the Cougars do a great job defending that one. String him out and knock him down at the 30-yard line. It'll be a 1-yard loss.
Their defense is really impressing me tonight. I know that they just had a great run on the previous play, but they're looking more together tonight, which is very good to see from this Cougar team.
And as much as anything, it's about if they can at least just demonstrate some sustained success and hold off on the running attack, it really opens things up for the defensive coordinator to open up their playbook so that they can put some pressure on the Arabians. Man comes in motion for Pendleton Heights. Conkling will look. He's going to roll to his right. He's looking downfield, throws over the receiver's hands. That was Anakin Allison was open there, but Conkling overthrew him, and I think that really wasn't weather-related. He just kind of threw the ball too high.
Yeah, Greenfield's lucky because that would have been a first down, and who knows, it could have been a touchdown.
Right. He was a well-designed route there, as a couple of guys cleared out the zone for the Arabians, and Allison was in the flat pretty much by himself, but would have had plenty of room to get the first down and perhaps more.
Yeah.
As it is, though, 3rd and 12 for Pendleton Heights. Conkling's got Early to his right. He hints to Early. Early is going to get knocked down at the 30-yard line, and again, you're seeing the Cougars just swarm to the ball. five, six different Cougars get their hands on the tackle there.
Yeah, they're really coming out strong tonight, and what's going to be a fourth and long. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better start to this game. It looks like their offense is going to stay out there, but if you're the Cougars, you're praying for them to kick a field goal because of this weather. You never know what's right. going to happen.
I'd be very surprised to see a field goal attempt here. It is interesting because Allison is the punter. He is lining up and going to the wide receiver slot. Conklin will be in a shotgun. He's got Early to his left now. Two receivers split to his left. Allison is to the right. Conklin drops back. He's going to face some pressure. He throws over the middle. Allison had it, but dropped the ball.
Wow.
As he was about to get laid out by a Cougars defender,
yeah.
And that was one. He had his hands up, and then when he saw what was coming after him, he brought his hands back down, and the ball wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, you have to catch that.
Right.
That was a first down right there. And who knows? It could have been a missed tackle and a touchdown. I mean, he was 5 yards away from the
right.
end zone. You have to catch that.
As it is, though, it turns into a turnover on downs. And, again, a victory for this Cougars defense. They will take over first and 10 at the 31-yard line. 3:56 left now in the first quarter. Slinniger's under center. He's got Johnson behind him. He hands to Spencer Johnson, who cuts upfield, gets maybe 3 yards, up to about the 34-yard line. And that'll set up second and 7. Johnson comes off the field. We see a couple of receivers come on, and Emmett Hauser on for the Cougars. So just the normal rotation. I think that was intentional on the part of Coach Steven Spear, though. Johnson fumbles the ball. They want to get him one touch, and then they'll take him out just as part of the normal running back rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So Hauser to the right of Slinniger. He takes the handoff. He cuts upfield to the 35, to the 38, gets across the 40, does a great job there, and is going to get right at the 40-yard line, so it'll be 3rd and 1. You saw the pile move there just at that last moment as he was able to dive forward.
Yeah, good to keep his legs keep turning. I mean, what could have been maybe a 3-yard gain turned to about a 5-yard gain. Now they're only at 3rd and 1 right now.
Fast-moving game with all the running plays. 2:50 left in the first quarter, and 3rd and 1 for the Cougars. This will be a big one. Slinniger will take it in the pistol formation. He's got one receiver to his right, one to his left. Handoff goes to the back. That is Hauser. He's going to get enough for the first down, and a nice job by the running back there. Emmett Hauser, he kind of burrowed his way. Got enough for the first down, and Greenfield Central will move it first and 10. There for first down of the night.
They're looking really impressive tonight. And not to say that I don't want to sound bad, but I'm kind of surprised considering the circumstances they had. You know, your head coach is out.
Right.
You're a young team going against probably the best team they play all season so far.
Perhaps. Maybe Whiteland, but yeah, definitely one of the best. And that is a handoff to Johnson. He's going to get knocked down in the backfield. And so that'll set up 2nd and 11. Johnson did well to get back close to the original line of scrimmage on that play. Slinniger will run back out to the sideline, takes his instructions from acting coach Steven Spear, goes back into the huddle and will bark out the signals. 2nd and 10 from the 43 for the Cougars. 1:34 left in this first quarter. Handoff goes to Johnson. The ball is on the ground again, and this time again, Pendleton Heights able to come away with it. As Johnson, that one, I'm not sure if that was on Johnson or on Slinniger, but Johnson was racing up the middle. Ball just never got to him.
I think that was more Slinniger. I think that was supposed to be
a fake handoff,
and it just slipped out of Slinniger's hands right there. Second turnover for the Cougars.
Right, and putting their defense to the test repeatedly tonight, as Pendleton Heights has won the field position battle, but but have been unable to capitalize to this point. Conklin's going to take a shotgun snap. He's got two receivers to his left, one to his right. He is Cam Early behind, right next to him. Throws a screen pass to Pankole. He's across the 40 to the 35 to the 30. A stiff arm to the 25 to the 20-yard line.
Man.
And just takes a nothing screen pass and goes 21 yards with it. Like it was an easy run for Eli Pankole. We see the talent he is on display there with his first reception of the night.
See, we talked earlier in the last week. I'm not a fan of screen passes. I don't like when the linemen come off, but if you do a screen pass like that, I mean, I think it's actually a good play right there.
Right, because he has the room to operate.
Yeah.
Conklin will take the snap. He will run it himself. He is across the 10 and taken down at the 8-yard line as he cut back. Did a nice job of trying to find a hole there and being patient. He will pick up about 8 yards as he gets just across the 10-yard line, and it'll be 2nd and 2 for the Arabians. And excuse me, no, he did get enough for the first down, so that'll be 1st and goal from the 8. Got just enough for a first. As we tick under 40 seconds left in this first quarter, Pendleton Heights on the move. It is 0-0, but the Arabians at the Cougars' 8-yard line. The Cougar defense needs to get a big play here.
Yeah, agreed.
Conklin will take the snap. He will run it himself. Gets taken down at the 7-yard line. And that will take us under 20 seconds. My guess is that would be the last play of the first quarter, but we will see for sure as we are under 10 seconds now. Conklin running over to the sideline, so they will definitely not get this one off before the end of the first quarter. So, first quarter, a successful one defensively for the Cougars. Yeah. Offensively, we saw some good things, but just two turnovers have put the Cougars in a difficult position.
Yeah, aside from those turnovers, you cannot ask for a better first quarter from the Cougars. They're definitely trying to show out for Coach Sherman tonight, who, like we said, couldn't be here.
Right.
So our thoughts and prayers with him and his family during this time right now.
And hoping for good things and hoping that he is hearing this performance by the Cougars and hearing what they have been able to do. I think you're starting to see the lines in particular for Greenfield have a lot to be proud of tonight.
Yeah.
So that is the end of the first quarter. We will be back with second quarter action. You're listening to Cougar Football on Giant FM.